Heart and Soul, 1961 for that group. It came out in the spring of 61. Went up to number 18 on the pop charts and number 10 on the R&B charts. Real good sound by that group. Group out of Jamaica, New York. All right, hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. I've come across some old tapes I've had and of some of our shows many, many, many years ago, way back into the late 80s. BRC used to be on local radio shows every Saturday from 9 to 12, then they did 10 to 1, and they'd let us play records, and a lot of our guys would go up there and be the disc jockeys on radio and have people call in and do ask requests and just have all kind of fun. And I've come across some of the old shows that we did years ago before I really got involved with the audio part of it. But I'm going to play some of the I'm going to take a particular one. This show I'm going to tape today is going to be from October 15th, 1994, and we're on BRC was on a station called WLBI, the Light 98, and they did a show on Saturday mornings from 10 to 1, and on this particular show today that I'm going to be recording off of, two of our members, Tom Lincoln and Paul Osborne, were the disc jockeys that day, the guest disc jockeys. There is a disc jockey there that works there at WLBI named Kim Moore, and she's going to be with them too. But Paul and Tom do most of the talking, and they pick all the songs to play. So I hope you're going to have fun listening to this. I just thought I'd do something a little bit different and let you know how it used to go years ago when we were actually on the radio, and we don't do that anymore because radio's changed so much. But anyway, we're going to get started right now from October 15th, 1994 on 98 Light, WLBI, Tom Lincoln, Paul Osborne, and they called the show back then the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Thus, I started the show today with Heart and Soul. So here we go right now, and I hope you enjoy it. Birmingham Record Collectors.
Gives you the heart and soul of rock and roll.
I know you. Well, good Saturday morning. That was a Magnificence opening up the heart and soul of rock and roll on 98 Light with their hit Up on the Mountain. And today, I tell you, am I lucky or what? I have members, not one, but two members with an S from the Birmingham Record Collectors Club. I have with me in the studio Paul Osborne and Tom Lincoln. Hi, Paul. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Cam. How are you?
I am doing good.
Yeah, you're in for a treat this morning, I tell you.
I think I've been pretty good this week, so I've earned it, I guess. Our listeners have, too.
That's right. We didn't plan it like this, but we're both here, and we're going to be here until 1 o'clock playing some good old rock and roll.
You'll be here to 1:15. Got an extra 15
minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Got an extra 15 minutes, Paul. How about that? You did, not only did we not even plan on being here together, but we're going to be here an extra 15 minutes together.
Yeah.
But
we have so many requests. It takes that extra 15 minutes to get them all in.
I think I'll just man the phones. How's that?
Okay,
Paul, tell us about that first record we had there in the Magnificence.
Mm-hmm.
That song goes back to about 1956. It was on the VJ label, and I remember that well when I was just a little young lad running around Birmingham. That was one of my favorite songs back then, and I've always liked that. That was a big hit for the Magnificence, probably really the only big hit they ever had, but it was well received here in Birmingham and throughout the nation, too. Tom, looks like we got a record loaded up over there. What do we have?
Well, this is a New Orleans record, and it's a guy named Mike Fernandez, actually, shortened to Mike Fern, and this one is called A Bomb Bop on the new 98 Light.
Come on in closer, baby. looking at the cover. By looking at the cup, come on.
Diddleyon, the new 98 Light or 98 Light, and you're tuned in to the heart and soul of rock and roll. You have me, Kim Moore. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and I have two members of the Birmingham Record Collectors Club, Tom Lincoln and Paul Osborne. Gentlemen, welcome aboard.
It's good to be here, Kim. Paul, that was Bo Diddley, and that was one of his 60s hits, but it's been a big hit around here in Birmingham, and we play it a lot, and we get a lot of requests for it.
That's right. That song came out in 1962. And got up to about number 48 in the nation. It was a real big hit all over, and I quite remember that one quite well, too, back in my early days back in Birmingham.
Give away your age here, Paul. I know, I actually remember that, too. So Kim is the only one in the room here.
Doesn't remember that one. Hey, I remember the movies and the TV show, yeah. Specials. That's what I remember.
I'll tell you, Tom, Kim's getting quite an education up here with these old songs here, and she'll be an expert before long.
An expert indeed.
And Ben Saxon swore her in last week.
That's right,
member of the Birmingham Record Collectors. So welcome aboard, Kim. You are now officially one of us. How about that?
All I need now is my Vineland. I'm ready to go.
All righty. Paul, you and I just were talking about this next one we're going to do here. This is an Elvis Presley, one of his earliest ones. It's one of his Sun records, actually, but it's a flip side of one of them, isn't it?
Right, it sure is. This song was recorded back in 1954. Elvis did a lot of songs, and, you know, a lot of them we're familiar with, but there are a lot of them out there we just don't hear all the time. A lot of them are, like you're saying, Tom, flip sides of a big hit or something like that, but... this was done back in 1954 at Sun Studios when Elvis first started out with Sam Phillips and back in his early days. And this one is called Your Heartbreaker.
Okay, that's Heartbreaker on 98 Light.
Someone else who's sure to take your place. Someone I can always trust and
night. That was "You're a Heartbreaker, Paul." And this was one of Elvis' Sun records. Kind of got a little bit of a country flavor, but of course we know Elvis was quite diverse. He was able to do blues, the gospel, country, the whole gamut, really.
Right. He was very good, you know, and a lot of his early songs, like you said, Tom, did have that country flavor. And I sort of like that, too. Some of his very early Sun records always have been my favorite. Tom, what we got coming up next here?
Well, you know, Halloween is coming up, Paul and Kim. And we are going to be featuring this morning some Halloween records. I brought about 5, 6, 7, or 8 records here, something like that, which have sort of a spooky sort of side to them. And the next one here, this is actually a flip side of the Emerson's version of Hokey Pokey. This one is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
And this is on 98 Light, WLBI. Birmingham's home of the heart and soul and of rock and roll. This is 98 Light. I have in the studio members from the Birmingham Record Collectors Club. I have Tom Lincoln and I have Paul Osborne. Paul?
Right, Cam. I think Tom has sort of got us in the Halloween spirit here with that Jekyll and Hyde. I must admit that's the first time I've heard that, but it's sort of catchy little tune. It's by the Emersons, and that's one thing about the Birmingham Record Collectors. We collect all kind of music, and some you never heard before, but before it's over with, you'll hear them. This last song we played was by Huey Smith, and back in his early days then in New Orleans before he formed the Clowns. He was with a little house band called the Rhythm Aces, and they had just sort of did a version of an old traditional song, Little Liza Jane. Goes back to about 1956 or 57.
Speaking of requests, we do have one. We have a request by the Coasters, Kim.
Uh-huh.
And this is keeping with our Halloween spirit. This is the Shadow Nose on Birmingham's 98 Light.
That's the heart and soul of rock and roll.
Fanny Mae, gonna tell Fanny what I heard. A boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Gotta give his wife $2, go downtown and get some margin. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped him, he knocked her down, and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this secret fight. Borrow some money, go to the beauty shop, she humped his horn, she began to stop, said take me baby, around the block, I'm going to the do is shove whacking. Get my hair aside. Stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. Well, to pick up the people's mind.
Warrior Birmingham, thanks for turning on the light. Birmingham's new 98 light.
To 98 Light, and we have the heart and soul of rock and roll. That was Howlin' Wolf doing Smokestack Lightning.
Right, very big hit in Birmingham in the early 60s. Howlin' Wolf also did Spoonful, which was a big hit, too. I remember it getting a lot of airplay also. And before that, we had Rice Miller, better known as Sonny Boy Williamson, with Don't Start Me Talking, a great blues song from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up now, Kim, we've got a song by the Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas. She was very popular down New Orleans way, and had a lot of big hits that were went well here in Birmingham. Back in around 1963 or 64, she mm-hmm. recorded a song that was called Time Is On My Side, and it was sort of a mediocre hit for her. Did well down in that area, but never did hit real big. But while this was being played, the Rolling Stones were listening to this, and they picked up on it. And a few months later, they came out with their version of Time Is On My Side and sold a million or so copies. So let's give a listen to the original Time Is On My Side on 98 Light.
Yeah.
This is the heart and soul of rock and roll. It's 10 minutes after 11 o'clock, and we're here with members of the Birmingham Record Collectors Club. We have Tom Lincoln, Paul Osborne. Tom?
Well, that was Harmonica Fats with Tore Up, a big record, a big hit for him, his one and only hit, Paul. I mean, this is one of those one-hit wonders that we talk about from time to time. Tore Up, it came out in about 1961 or 62 and made the charts all over the Southeast and probably elsewhere in the country. And anyway, that was Tore Up, and we're taking your requests here on the 98 Light, Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. It's 741-0987-590-0805. And Paul, I did like the idea of pulling out that Irma Thomas that you did just a minute ago, Time Is On My Side. A lot of the listeners, they hear songs that come out later on by other artists, and they may not realize that these records actually were done before that.
That's right. In fact, I've got a CD that Good One at Time Life put out. It's called The Originals, and it has all these original versions on it, you know, and everybody, a lot of folks, like you say, have just heard the later versions and think that's it, but a lot of these were done originally by some of the artists that we know of, but you just never hear them. We got one coming up now, Tom, by a fella from down in New Orleans, Ernie Cato, had a lot of big hits, very popular here in Birmingham area back in the early 60s, had a big song, Mother-in-Law, and A Certain Girl, and we're going to hear from Ernie today. He's going to tell us about a girl is missing. He's got a reward out for her. This is wanted, $10,000 reward for my girl.
And it's on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll on 98 Light.
Have you seen my baby?
And that was Ernie K. Doe with one $10,000 reward. And that is the flip side of a more, perhaps a more well-known record around the country, namely Mother-in-Law. That was the flip side of it. Big hit here in Birmingham in the early 1960s, one $10,000 reward. Anyway, we're keeping with the Halloween spirit here. And Kim and Paul, we have one out of Mobile, Alabama here. This is a guy named Jackie Morningstar, and he did a record called Rockin' the Graveyard, ooh, on Birmingham's 98 Light.
Well, I got one to sell a million too. What do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Roll me, maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
In the old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't change my mama.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You gotta roll while the rolling is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. While the cats are falling, you better stop your stalling. It's intermission in a minute, so you better get with it. Roll with me, Henry. You better roll while the rolling is on.
The heart and soul of rock and roll. It's 11:22, and that was Etta James doing, was it Rock With Me Henry, Roll With Me Henry?
Dance With Me Henry. That was Etta James, also known as Miss Peaches, and with her version of Dance With Me Henry. Kim, this was originally done by Georgia Gibbs, who had a big hit in 1955.
Oh, yeah.
Went way up in the nation with it. And Etta came along a little bit later and did Dance With Me Henry, and it's also known as Wallflower. And this was like an answer song to Work With Me Annie by Henry Hank Ballard. So this is one of those answer songs there. But a great version by Etta James.
And Paul, this is Take Out Some Insurance by Jimmy Reed. Tell us just a little bit about Jimmy Reed.
Right, Tom. Jimmy Reed was a great guitarist and harmonica player from out of Mississippi. Very popular here in the Birmingham area in the late 50s and early 60s. Had some great hits. We were just talking about some of these a while ago, Kim. You know, the Big Boss Man.
That's right.
Yeah, great song. Bright Lights, Big City, Honest I Do, Found Love, Hush Hush. Just a lot of great songs. Jimmy Reed recorded on the VJ label, and he had a lot of great tunes. We're going to hear one now called Take Out Some Insurance on Me Baby on 98 Light. Bye.
The heart and soul of rock and roll. You're hearing oldies you probably will not be able to hear anywhere else in the city, and we're so glad you're listening. I'm Kim Moore. In the studio with me is Tom Lincoln and Paul Osborne. Paul?
Right, Kim. We just got through hearing from Johnny Fuller on Checker. This was one of the records that both sides were a big favorite in Birmingham. We just heard You Got Me Whistling, and the other side was a pretty good little rocker called All Night Long that went over well in Birmingham also years ago. Aaron Annie will come across a record like that, you know, with both sides are just equally a big hit. We got one coming up now by a group called the Jive Five. They were from out of Brooklyn and had a real big hit, which we play occasionally up here, called My True Story. But we're going to switch things up now and play one that you probably hadn't heard in a while. It's called The Girl with the Wind in Her Hair on 98 Light.
And here it is on the heart and soul of rock and roll.
I love her. Joint got crowded, and I had closed the door. They were doing a new dance, they called a throw. When all at once, they stopped and talked. Then they did a new dance, they called a wall. All night long, they can go, go, go. All night long, they move across the floor. They're dancing to the music.
This is the heart and soul of rock and roll on Birmingham's 98 Live. I'm Kim Moore. In the studio with me, we have Paul Osmond and Tom Lincoln from the Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Gentlemen?
Yeah, and that was Johnny Fuller. And, you know, Paul, you were just mentioning about how the You Got Me Whistling was a hit here in Birmingham, and then how this other side of it was also a hit in Birmingham. And, well, we decided we just better play All Night Long, the other side. And so we're taking your requests here at 741-0987. If you have any requests, give us a call. Paul, we had a request about 2 weeks ago, I guess. It was from somebody who wanted to hear Brooke Benton's version of It's a Matter of Time. Now, of course, Randy Travis had a big hit out of on the country charts with that song about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
And... But we're going to give you the original. This is Brooke Benton, A Matter of Time on the 98 Light.
You've been blind.
and soul of rock and roll on 98 Light. Before we go, let's go ahead and talk with Paul Osborne.
Right, Kim, that was a Birmingham artist, very great artist here, Jerry Woodard. Had a lot of great songs. Who's Gonna Rock My Baby? Another one I really like was She's Just a Housewife. That's all. I'm going to have to get that up here sometime and play it. It'll have you crying when you hear that. But this was Pappy's Club, a great little tune by Jerry Woodard. Pappy's Club was out on 78 West some years ago. I remember going there a few times back in the 60s. We'd get a group of folks up and go across town and end up at Pappy's Club. And that's where Jerry was talking about Pappy's Club on 78 West.
All right. Hey, thanks to Paul Osborne and Tom Lincoln for being guys that kept BRC going way back then in the 90s. That show you just heard came from October 15th, 1994. The group used to go up to different radio stations. I think at times they went to WVOK, WYDE, possibly. I believe they did. And I know this one here, WLBI. And talk them into giving them some air time. And on Saturdays, we would sit back and listen. In fact, I would record the shows on cassette tape. And while I cut my yard or stuff, then come in and listen to it later. So had a lot of fun. I got these tapes here from Tom Lincoln. He gave them to me a long time ago, and I made copies for me and gave back his copies. So anyway, hope you enjoyed that. A lot of good fun. But so we've been going on and on and on for a long time. Birmingham Record Collector's been around since the early 80s and still going. So just trying to keep some music out there. All right, we're going to have to get out of here, though. Again, thanks to listening, and I hope you enjoyed that little time of going back in a time machine. So, okay, let's get out of here. We're going to do our usual instrumental song as we get out of here. We're going to do one today by Lee Allen, a little song called Walking with Mr. Lee. Lee was a saxophonist, and this particular song here was not a hit for him. It was a hit probably kind of scattered in different cities across the nation. It was played on American Bandstand at times. If you grew up listening to that, you may remember Lee Allen's Walking with Mr. Lee. And anyway, we're going to play it as we get out of here. Hope you enjoy this one, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.